to the fig tree representing the land that belonged to God. And in the Old Testament, it talked about the lion literally debarking the fig tree, which represented the land that belonged to God, which was Israel. And if you take the bark off of a tree, it kills the tree.
Confront the issues of America's
heart. And it will not bud. So when in Matthew it talked about the budding of the fig tree, that tree could not bud unless a miracle happened and life came back into the land that belonged to God.
Okay, let's get Lee. Lee, do you have anything else to say? Because I think that I've read all of these things. I think you're absolutely right, but I do not believe that the Jews would be in the Holy Land today unless God wanted them there. What do you? Anything else you want to say?
Well, I just think, you know, the Jews, they didn't get a blank check from God, and there's a school of thought that says,
Illusion is usually changed. They don't get the battle for survival of Western civilization. It's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion.
Okay, well, that's certain. You have a right to that opinion.
I would disagree with you. I believe that they are God's chosen people, but we'll watch and see how it plays out, and you probably wouldn't put any credence in what John has written.
I put a great deal of
credence in it, and thank you so very much. Let's go to... We have Glenn calling from Pennsylvania. Glenn, go right ahead.
248-24-LIBERTY.
Hello, Dr. Stan. 1-888-24-LIBERTY
or 464-8295.
And
talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Everlasting shame. Now, how can that be the rapture if some are rising to everlasting shame? That wouldn't correlate with rapture.
Safe there. Nobody would be asking. Okay, fine. Appreciate your remarks. Thank you very much. And John, we're out of time. I appreciate so much you being with us. And we look forward to having you on all of our other programs.
Money.
And of course, have you ever had John, are you there?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on this program, Stan. I look forward to other opportunities.
All right, fine. And God bless. And anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we carry the book. It's inexpensive. $15.95 plus shipping, it's a good read. It's 300 pages, and it's soft cover. But it's got a lot of very provocative information. Is John right? Well, only God knows that, but I will tell you, he makes a very, very good case for his position. And I'm very, very concerned that we're moving into very difficult times. And if things fall apart, if America falls under siege, if Christians are beginning to be exterminated here in America, an awful lot of Christians are going to fall away, and we're told in the latter days there's going to be a great falling away.
And nobody wants to talk
absolutely say John is absolutely right. No, but I can tell you it's a fascinating read. I had a hard time putting it down, and I certainly believe it's a position well worthwhile reading and considering. My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. The book, The Wonders of the Lord. The Wonders of the Lord. If you'd like to get that, now of course we have certainly a great deal of other material that will help you to understand what's going on today. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to get the DVDs. We have all sorts of DVDs. And certainly we have DVDs on cancer, the suppressing treatments for cancer. We have all sorts of information on the chemtrails, the poisons for the chemtrails. If you haven't seen Roslyn Peterson's excellent DVD on geoengineering, you need to get it. We have a 4-CD set on geoengineering. We have the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We have another DVD, Why in the World Are We Spraying? We have a book called Weather as a Weather Warfare. And we even have a book on HAARP. We actually have a DVD, Weather as a Weapon, put out by our good friend, Bob Fletcher. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. There's an organized effort to poison the American people. And this goes right along with the this whole movement, taking us into the end times of their millions, if not billions of people who are going to be killed in the very, very near future. Turmoil is going to spread throughout the world. Financial chaos is going to creep us. There's going to be a war against the Muslim world, which is why we are overthrowing the existing governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East, and bringing them under the control, facilitating the takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood that hates the United States. Why would you do that? Well, very simply for the same reason that we financed the Nazis, all during World War II, both before and during the war.
Gold and silver is tremendously underdone. Global demand vastly exceeds Brown Brothers by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than the coming explosion of prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value in respect as the world preserves currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warning for new pending economic collapse. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire this gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded upon the principles of truth. We believe in providing quality products, quality service, and most importantly, competitive prices. Buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investments at any cost. Silver bars round in 90% silver bags are on hand with the silver index. Gold, self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know, but with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Longevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of BFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors would talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you'd like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some type of private airplane, and he was on his way back to, I guess, Utah, and it crashed. Now, all I heard was that he had survived, but I would appreciate those that knew of him, if you would, keep him in your prayers. Have you heard of this, Doctor?
Yes, I have. It's just actually 2 weeks ago today that the crash took place. And basically, Joe was flying a single-engine plane, a low-wing plane, and basically he was putting down his landing gear to land, and suddenly the engine gave out on him. He had to turn into an adjacent field. Actually, as he came down, of course, he didn't have a landing gear, so he was going to have to do belly flop. When he belly flopped, the plane flipped over a couple of times. It broke into, and you would have thought, certainly looking at it, that it would have been just, nobody could have survived that. And Joe got up and walked away from it. He had a couple of little scratches, a couple of little bruises. And I honestly believe that God was with him. I do not believe you could possibly survive that sort of a crash. And actually, the pictures, you can see them up on the Internet. I'm sure you could go to Google and write an article. Just type in Joel Skousen pictures plane crash. They were certainly published on the Alex Jones website. And all I can say is I thank God that Joel is all right, and he did the program the following day, and he did the program last week, and he'll be doing hopefully the program tomorrow. So basically, God does certainly look after some of our people. I know certainly we have another regular caller, Barry Shamish, who'd actually had a arterial bypass just a week ago Monday. He's doing amazingly well. So fortunately, we do have, I think God looks after the people who are working with us, and I'm grateful for that. They're both two of my favorite guests. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Herman. Did you have another question or comment?
Yes, there is another story. I don't know if this is true or not, but that one or two of the banks involved in the Cyprus mess have branches in London, and although they were closed in Cyprus, their branch in London was open, allowing the Russians to pull out their billions of dollars before the poor, hapless people in Cyprus will be able to get to their funds. Have you heard of that?
Well, I've heard that somehow the Russians did get a lot of their money out of the bank while the banks were closed. I don't know the details, but this could very well be the explanation. I was wondering how it was possible that when the banks were closed, the Russians were still able to get their money out from banks in other countries. And it could well be that there were branches in other countries. That could be the explanation. Under any circumstances, Herman, I think the significant thing is that for some reason, the banking elite, and ladies and gentlemen, there is a banking elite that runs the banks of the world. Basically, certainly it is that works through the central banks. Our Federal Reserve is not a federal agency at all. It's simply like Federal Express. They put the word federal there, but it is a privately owned central bank run by the people who rule the world, and all the banks work in concert. You can go back over to read the writings of Professor Quigley, a professor of history who wrote that wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, or History of the World in Our Time, and you read it. He tells you how the central banks work together to control the governments of the world, and this is what's really going on. And so basically, America, we have six major banks, and that is, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And those six banks control almost 70% of all the financial banking assets in the United States. There's another 580 banks, and they control the rest of it, but certainly this small number of banks are the ones who really, of course, control the wealth of this nation. And the average individual has no idea what is really going on today. They work in concert with the people who control the other banks. And basically, there is no reason for this crisis. They could have just lent the money to the banks there, but they insisted that they seize the bank accounts of some of the wealthy depositors. And I think for some reason, I don't know why, but I think for some reason they are intentionally and purposely beginning to raise questions about the financial system. I do know that the people who run the world want to disrupt the current financial system, to plunge it into chaos, and then establish a new one-world financial system and a one-world currency. It's only not a matter of if, but it's when this comes about. Well, why at this time? Why are so many things happening today? Why are we toppling all the governments over in the Near East and the Middle East? And basically, if anybody thinks this is spontaneous or this is an Arab Spring or this is spontaneous desire for democracy, well, I think you're incredibly naive. Somebody has to finance revolutions. Somebody has to train the fighters. Somebody has to arm the fighters. And we're doing that. So the American CIA and our other covert organizations are financing this whole Arab movement, radical movement. We're financing the Muslim Brotherhood. We financed it going all the way back to the end of the Second World War. The Muslim Brotherhood's working here in America, trying to disrupt our society. We have terrorist training camps right here in America where we trained American Muslims to go over and fight in Afghanistan and fight in Pakistan and kill our own people. You see, there aren't enough people who really want to be part of the jihad movement, and so we have to train them here. And if you haven't certainly read the material, this Crescent Moon Rising, we carry it by Paul Williams, or heard my interviews with Paul, you need to get this information to understand what's really going on. Nothing is it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We are funding the Muslim Brotherhood. We're helping to organize the Muslim Brotherhood. We're allowing the terrorists to train right here in America in the Muslim training camps that Paul writes about in the book Crescent Moon Rising. And the fact you've never heard about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think, because the media in America is largely controlled. You can get a little of this on the internet, but most of it you'll never get through regular channels. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we might have Herman on the line calling from Carmel. But if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Herman.
Now, the other thing I had read is that Cyprus earlier this year recognized the Palestinian government as being an official government. And a few other countries have done that. And, of course, one of your guests, John McTernan, who wrote the book As America Has Done to Israel, commented on this. In fact, in his blog, Defend and Proclaim, he commented on this and thinking that possibly there's a connection between Cyprus's troubles and what they have done. And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, fine. Well, I really don't know if there's a connection, but I do know that we're not getting the entire story. I do know that there seems to be things coming together. There's going to be certainly a war over there in the Middle East, and whether it's going to be Israel invading Syria or Britain and France invading Syria under the auspices of NATO, or the United States invading Syria, or maybe all of them together. Basically, why Syria has chemical weapons, large supplies of chemical weapons. They cannot allow, of course, the Al-Qaeda terrorists to get control of them. Now, of course, you must really understand that we finance this whole Al-Qaeda movement. We've always funded Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and simply type in, the CIA funds ISI. Pakistan. You'll find out that the CIA funds the Pakistani intelligence agency that's known as ISI. And then type in Google ISI-Pakistan intelligence fund Al-Qaeda. And yes, they fund Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has to have money. Where do they get it from? Well, they get it from the people that we're funding. We're funding the people who are killing our boys, both in Afghanistan and Iraq today. Of course, most of our troops are withdrawn from Iraq, but they're killing the civilians there. But we've always funded Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is totally phony. It's a product of the American intelligence agencies, but they can't let the American people know. We're creating the best enemy money could buy. And this is all coming together for some reason at this time. There's something is going to happen in that part of the country, unless, of course, the whole Syrian resistance begins to fall apart. I don't know if you noticed, but the leader of the Syrian opposition movement, he just resigned the other day. He said, I'm not going to keep up with this. This is all ridiculous. The Americans are certainly not allowing us to do what needs to be done. They're not providing us the weapons that we've been promised, and I'm just going to give up on this. And so basically it could be that the opposition there, opposition to Assad, will collapse. If it looks like it's going to collapse, though, I think that either Syria or the United States or NATO will move in there under one pretense or another, because they want to topple Assad. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and we've got Jim calling. Hi, Jim. How are we doing?
Hey, thank you for taking my call tonight. I'm a listener to your program. I have two comments. From a biblical standpoint, all that's happening in the world today, as you well know, is all predicted to be happening.
I think you're absolutely right, Jim. Hold that thought for just a moment, Jim, but I agree with you. If we look at this from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. If we look at it from a prophetic point of view, everything going on makes sense, and it looks to me like we're moving towards the war that's described in Psalm 83. But we'll be back in just a moment. Hang on.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we had Jim calling from Syracuse, and Jim was certainly talking about what's going on today and pointing out that what we're really seeing is prophetic, and I really believe that everything is prophetic. If you look at it logically, why would we be financing the Muslim Brotherhood? Why would we have toppled the secular governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and replace them with governments under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood? It just doesn't make sense. But so much of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And we are seeing, and I truly believe, we're living in prophetic times. So we'll talk certainly about what's going on from a political point of view. But always remember that behind all of this, I believe, are these prophetic forces that are moving us towards the climax of history. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we have Sandy calling us from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Hi, Sandy. How are we doing?
Hi, Brother Stan. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing just great. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I was outside working in my garden today, and I had my radio going in my car, and it's from 101.3 in Spokane. And now on the national news that came on, they were talking about all these sheriffs across the country that are standing up for the Second Amendment rights and saying they're not going to go along with the state and federal government laws. And they were saying that if they don't, that the state is basically going to resolve them of their jobs. And I couldn't believe it because I was so excited that the sheriffs were standing up. And how can the governor or the state take away their jobs when we, the people, elect our sheriffs?
They can't legally, but you have to understand there are people who don't believe in elections, the people it's all about power. And we have wicked and evil people in the federal government level who don't believe in the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows most of what's going on today. And our job is to point this out, to teach people about the Constitution, and then point out that we have subversive elements who've taken over our country, and behind them, of course, if you listen to our programs regularly, Sandy, you know who these subversive elements are, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who these people are and what they represent, you need to get that. But you need to help us get the information out, and I share your concern. There are people who certainly want to do away with the sheriff because they want to bring everything under the control of the ruling elite in this country and crush freedom as we know it. Anything else, Sandy?
Well, I just hope that they have a good lawyer, constitutional lawyer system that comes to their aid that can back them up.
They do. In fact, we had a Sheriff Christopher on, and you can go up on our internet site at RadioLiberty.com and hear my interviews with Sheriff Christopher, who they've actually taken his, he comes from Sussex County in Delaware, and they've taken away his right to arrest people. As he's a sheriff, he's elected by the people, but they won't let him arrest people, and he has a lawyer, a very good lawyer who's going to be challenging the governor and certainly the attorney general there of Delaware, who just happens to be Joe Biden's son. Joe Biden's part and parcel of this Brotherhood of Darkness, this group of evil people who want to control us, and his son is the attorney general. They've got their people planted in key positions all across America because the good people certainly are not organized. And the other thing is, of course, they've rigged the elections. This last election in November of last year was rigged. There were thousands of voter irregularities. But they focused our attention not on that after the election, but on General Petraeus, who they'd known about for months. It was all a diversion. They don't want anybody to say, our elections are no longer honest. We need to get back to paper ballots. And instead of the rigged electronic machines, every one of them can be rigged. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you have a question or comment, but go right ahead, Sandy.
Oh, I was just going to say one last thing, Brother Stan, and that's that anybody that's out there in the listening audience that knows the Lord, we need to fervently pray for these men. I mean, they're willing to put their lives on the line and stand up for our rights. And we need to call our congressmen and our senators, and we need to tell them that, you know, we the people elect these people, these sheriffs, and leave them alone.
And the other thing is we need to write letters to the editor. We need to get onto radio stations, you know, and their call-in programs and get the information out and try to get people to understand that we're moving towards a dictatorship in America. And it is because, of course, there are people who hate God, who hate freedom, who want power. And their loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of a world government. They are a subversive element. They control the media. They control the banking system. They control both political parties. And Sandy, your job is to get the word out and get them listening to our program and to similar programs. Will you do that?
I do. Boy, I tell people 101.3 on the FM dial and give them your time.
God bless. God bless. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295 if you have a question or a comment. But suddenly we had Sandy calling in from Tri-Cities, and she was commenting that basically she had heard on radio about these sheriffs who say they're going to protect the people from excesses by the federal government, and there are almost 400 of them now, and another couple of hundred are considering joining in this movement. And basically, of course, the sheriff is to be the highest elected official in the county, certainly, and the whole idea of having a sheriff was the fact that he would be an intercessor for us, and so the federal government could not come down. The federal government does not have the right to come into our communities and tell us what to do. And if the sheriff has the courage, he can simply say to the federal government, you have no constitutional authority here. Now, of course, you have to understand that the people who want power, people in the Brotherhood of Darkness, hate the Constitution. Why? Because it limits their power, and basically what they're doing is subversive. They have an intense hatred of freedom in America, but they want to use our financial and military power to bring about their world government, to crush Christianity, to destroy our financial system. And that, is, I think, is really what's underway today. And why, of course, this whole episode of Enciphers is so important, because they could have simply created a bank entry for the $5 or $6 billion that they needed, and there wouldn't have been a problem at all. But they didn't do that, and they made a big issue out of it. They focused our attention on it. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly if this was legitimate, we never would have heard of it. But because they want to use this for a purpose, they focused our attention on it. And I think that you're increasingly going to find people who are losing their confidence in the banking system, and with good reason, because they see it's all fraudulent. Basically, according to our Constitution, our money is to be backed by gold and silver. And basically, if you go back and read what Thomas Jefferson and Adams and the Founding Fathers talked about, they were frightened to death of the power of the banks. Well, basically, what they were prophesying at that time, several hundred years ago, is coming to pass today, as a small group of wicked people controlling the financial purse strings of our banks, interlocked with banks throughout the rest of the world, move to consolidate their power and impose this new world tyranny on people, not only in America, but in Europe and throughout the world. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Mike. How are things going?
Doing good, Zach. How about yourself?
Doing just fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you, Dr. Stan. I've gotten a lot of the products that you sell. I bought your book. That was very interesting. I gave the book to my driver, and his uncle is a Mason. So that was a real interesting conversation. And then today I got this seed catalog that I heard about on your show, and this seed catalog is just amazing. I really want to thank you for this seed catalog. There's stuff in here that I never even heard of, and so many things I want to buy out of there. And so, you know, I'm just really grateful for the show and everything that you're doing. And to be honest, I've been taking these products and stuff that, you know, that mitochondria and that Iodorol.
Yes, is that mitochondria a booster? Is that helping at all?
Oh, that stuff is just amazing.
Fine. Are you getting that from us, or are you getting from the ProPax people?
I got it from you.
Okay, fine. Well, then that's the one that we carry, and that is a very, very good product. And basically, it's a mitochondria enhancer, and basically because one of the reasons people get so tired is because their mitochondria aren't functioning correctly, and this is to boost them. It contains this specific factor which is designed to boost the function of the mitochondria and helps people with chronic fatigue and similar conditions. But go right ahead, Mike. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295, because it's open lines. But I'm so glad to know that is helping you, and I hope that certainly you'll get the material from Buck Keeley, as far as the learning to garden. I think that's so important. I think it's important people learn how to grow vegetables on their own, because then you can be sure, certainly they're not contaminated with all sorts of insecticides and pesticides, because basically so many of our the things we buy in the grocery store today are hazardous to our health. We're going to have to get back to a much simpler type of life, and that's one reason we enjoy having Buck on, to talk about how to grow things. And then, of course, his catalog tells you how to get the things you need to be successful as a gardener. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but you go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the Iota wall is amazing. It's at 12.5, and it's got like a little slice in it, so you can take a half of one or you can take the whole one. The wife's taking a half of one. I take a whole one. I'm a big guy. She's only weighs like 110 pounds. So, you know, that will make an amazing difference. People don't even realize, you know, if you're listening, you want to don't buy one bottle of that, buy two bottles of it when you get it, because that stuff is really good for you. But I got this seed catalog number, if you don't mind. I'll give the number for it.
Go right ahead. Okay. Buck Keeley is a good friend.
The telephone number is 1-888-866-9132. That's 1 4 8s and 2 6s. And a 9-1 and a 3-2, and then they got a website. It's www.seedcatalog.com. You need to get this. This is a real good thing, and it's not that genetically modified seed. This is all real good stuff. So I was really amazed. I was, you know, waiting for this, and then when I got it, it was better than what I thought it was going to be. And I haven't even looked at it. I've looked at half of it so far. I'm reading all the stuff in there, but. You know, so I'm just so grateful that, you know, you, Dr. Stan, you really are changing our lives over here in my home here. We're having better health. We feel better. We got more energy. We got products. We got seeds that are going to be coming that are real food that's good and stuff that I never even heard of that I can't wait to even try to grow. But, you know, I'm just really grateful that you've done this for us, and, you know, you've done so much for us already, and you've got so many other things that we need to get and books we need to read. And I want to get that Dr. Baylove book, and I want to figure out how to get, you were talking about one night about, is it 17? That you can't get in the United States.
Well, you're talking about Laetrile, yes. And basically, we actually have a four-tape set on Laetrile. We have a book on Laetrile that was written by our good friend Ed Griffin. And basically, Laetrile was a very effective cancer treatment, but you must understand, cancer is big business, and they did not want effective treatments. But even more than that, there is a population control agenda. They really want to kill off large numbers of people, and people say that is so ridiculous. Nothing could be going on like that. And yet the truth of the matter is, and I simply recommend people to go up onto the internet and simply type in population control agenda. Population control agenda. And if you do that and put my name, Radio Liberty, or you can just you can go to our website and read it. It's something I wrote about 15 years ago, but it's the best thing out there. And we simply tell you what people say. People like Jacques Cousteau. Everyone remembers Jacques Cousteau, used to swim with the dolphins, but he actually has an interview in the UNESCO Courier for November of 1991, where he actually talks about the necessity of killing off 350,000 people a day to try to get the population down. There are too many people in the world. We're overrunning the world, and we have to kill 350,000. 1,000 people a day. We have copies of the UNESCO Courier if anybody wants to see them. So Bertrand Russell talked about the necessity of creating new and terrible plagues because we couldn't kill enough people off with war, and so we had to come up with new and horrible diseases to kill people. And certainly the consort, Prince Philip, the husband of the Queen of England, talked about how when he dies, he hopes he can come back as a virus so he can help to kill off large numbers of people. And some of the most powerful people in the world have openly talked about the necessity of killing off literally billions of people. So Ted Turner has talked about killing off all but about 200 million. Well, he's relented and admits maybe we ought to leave a billion people intact. But they really, of course, they would really like to kill off the majority of the people in the world, so there'd be more for them. All they want is enough people left to serve them. And people said, who in their right mind would say anything like that? And I would say nobody in their right mind, but they're not dealing with people in their right mind. There really are people, and there is a population control agenda that is suppressing effective treatments for cancer, is promoting abortion in massive numbers. We talk about the 650,000 children aborted in America. We never talk about the 400 million innocent children who have been aborted in China, funded by International Planned Parenthood, funded by American tax dollars, the 400 million children who've been aborted in India, the 400 million children who've been aborted in Russia, all financed with our tax money, and nobody ever talks about it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, just a word of wisdom for everybody. The government's not telling us the right stuff. Dr. Stan's been around the block. He's 84 years old. He's a doctor. He knows what he's talking about. He has a lot of good products. I think his heart is in the right place. He's tremendously helped our family. Everybody needs to support this ministry. They need to get these products, buy these books. It's amazing the stuff that he has and what he's doing. It's helpful. You know, it's hard to find places and different things where they're really helping people, and it's so many different areas and stuff. I'm just really grateful for this radio show and everything that you're all about. And I haven't even really scratched the surface on your products or all your stuff. You know, I've only just found out about you about 6 months ago, so a word of wisdom is to get these products, buy these books, and read up on this stuff, and what you're going to find, you'll get more healthy, you'll learn a lot of stuff that you need to know about your health, your family, and how to protect yourself from the things that are happening, and knowledge is king, and you can get a lot of knowledge through here, and it's the right knowledge. You know, and it's we can't really trust a lot of people these days, but I believe you can trust this ministry. And so I just wanted to call in and say that. And God bless everybody. And Dr. Stan, bless you and your family. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. And I appreciate your words of encouragement. It's great to know that we are having an impact on people's lives and the people's homes out there. And God bless. Thanks very much for calling in, Mike. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. And anything you'd like to talk about, why this is the time to do it. We've only got a few minutes left in this hour. But basically, of course, our goal is to try to, first of all, prepare people for what I feel are very, very difficult times that are coming. I do believe we're going to see suddenly a total change in our society and whether it's going to come about. Because right now, of course, we know that Iran is actually practicing, and they have their forces over there, over in the Caspian Sea, and they've actually been launching intermediate-range missiles going up a couple of hundred miles, simulating an electromagnetic pulse, EMP attack on the United States. And certainly you've heard, and I'm sure you've read it in the paper on several occasions, where Iranian leaders have said that if Israel attacks Iran, why, of course, that Iran will retaliate not only against Israel, but they will retaliate against the United States because they know that Israel would not attack Iran without permission from the United States. And that they claim that they're going to devastate the United States. Now, that is the most ridiculous statement in the world. How could a little country like Iran, possibly devastate the United States unless they set off an electromagnetic pulse attack, a couple of nuclear weapons over the East Coast and a couple of nuclear weapons over the West Coast, and they can be launched from ships or freighters or anything in the area, and they could simply wipe out our whole electronic grid. And literally overnight, American economy, America's cities, America's transportation, everything would collapse. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an imaginary danger. Certainly the Congress has held repeated hearings. We actually have the 2004 hearings you can get from my ministry. And basically in the 2004 Congressional Commission report, they talk about how this whole country could be destroyed simply by an EMP attack. And they did another commission in 2008. We carry the book A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who spent 30 years in the Defense Department. When he retired about a year and a half ago from the Defense Department, he was a senior advisor and was actually reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. And his book, A Nation Forsaken, will give you the background, certainly, of the very real danger of a nuclear, of a EMP attack on America. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set. We have a DVD on the danger of an EMP attack. I suggest you get them. My number is 1-800-544-8927. And if this should happen, you certainly want to know how to grow your own vegetables, grow your own food, be able to begin looking after yourself, begin thinking about alternative food supplies and water supplies. Because according to the people who have analyzed this, if this should happen, within 6 to 12 months, up to 90% of the population of our country would be dead. Now, they're not talking about something imaginary. These are congressional reports, and the fact you haven't heard of them simply reflects how effective they are in controlling what you think. Hi, Bruce, calling from Spokane. Do you have a question or comment, Bruce?
Oh, yes, I do. You know, one thing about the EMPs, they can read the book. It's called One Second After.
That's a wonderful book, and I recommend that
really
as well.
My eyes.
Go right ahead.
I want to talk about the sheriffs, and as we spoke about the sheriffs that would stated that they would not have anything to do with the federal government, especially on confiscation or anything like that. We have just the opposite example in our area. Now, Spokane is a, you know, mid-sized city of 350 to 375,000 people, but you know, the county is probably over 750,000, and our sheriff.
Hold that thought. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment. Bruce, you go right ahead.
Well, we became cognizant of the power of the sheriff that should be here, that we did not have. After inviting our sheriff to several meetings, we found out he was virtually a chameleon, changed colors depending on what audience he was speaking to. But when we, you know, pressed him for the joining Oath Keepers, et cetera, like that, he said he would refuse to join Oath Keepers because he said he took one oath and didn't think that he needed another. Now, he's also deeply involved with the local Republican Party and with our Congresswoman, Kathy McMorris Rogers, and she's the one that voted for drone overflights, the 100-mile non-constitutional border. And we're having a serious problem here with a sheriff that doesn't believe that.
Well, you're either going to have to convince him or get rid of him. Well, the thing to do is start working right now, Bruce, planning on who you're going to run against him. And
well,
then start
we'd like to have
support.
Sheriff Mack. But in fact, we had Sheriff Mack last year speak at our Republican dinner.
That's
and,
wonderful.
To the chagrin of our sheriff and several other people.
And I think basically, of course, the thing is that the Republicans, I mean, certainly most of them don't understand that the leadership of the Republican Party is on the other side. And the Republican Party has been infiltrated just like the Democrat Party and all the other parties, the Constitution Party. They're all infiltrated. You're going to have to set up your own organization to get something done.
Well, believe it or not, we are. Now, one thing about it is we found his alliances and allegiances when he invited the Southern Poverty Law Center in to do training for the sheriff's office and identified several of very patriotic people within our community as enemies of the state. Furthermore, a little bit of research will, if you look up FBI LEEDA, L-E-E-D-A, Law Enforcement Education Development Association, we find him as the president. So there's a divided loyalty. FBI, which supplies money and and armament to the sheriff's department, we find such a divided loyalty. Now, it's a shock to us that we would have to put up with something like that. But at the same time, he's an incredibly powerful person. And, to be honest, I was enamored by him at the start, but it took a while before I really saw what it was.
Well, I think that what you're going to have to do is just start organizing right now. Wait just a minute. I'm going to let you get your telephone number out so you can let people know how to get in touch with you. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Bruce calling from Spokane, and he's talking about the fact that certainly the local authorities, certain key people, key politicians, are all in favor of drones, certainly watching us. Your sheriff there seems to be willing to go right along with the agenda, certainly of ever-increasing extension of power in the name of protecting us from those non-existent terrorists. But of course, you can justify taking away our freedom, protecting us from the non-existent terrorists. Bruce, is there an organization you'd like to mention, or a telephone number or website we're out of time?
Well,
but
I understand that you're out of time. No, I don't have an organization, just a group of concerned citizens that we have on the fringes and I know well.
Okay.
But we figured it'd take over $500,000 to have a candidate running against him.
Well, basically, you give us a call and then set up at least a website where people can go and they can donate. You're not going to have any money unless you got a place for people.
All right.
To go.
Well, thank you for the suggestion. I do have your contact number. I thank you very much, as always.
God bless.
And I'll be looking forward to talking to you again.
God bless, Bruce. And okay, and it's great to know there are people out there who are really concerned or trying to do something. And certainly in your community, think about setting up a group if there's already a group that you can trust. But remember, they've infiltrated our conservative organizations. They've infiltrated our Republican organizations. They've infiltrated the right-wing and patriotic organizations. And the same thing with the left-wing organizations and the liberal organizations and even the socialist organizations. They have infiltrated every aspect of it, and they have their people planted there. This is what we're really up against today. If you haven't read that book, certainly by Paul Williams, Crescent Moon Rising, we carry it. And this goes into the background of certainly the fact that there are terrorist training camps right here in the United States where we're training terrorists to go over and fight against our own forces, our own soldiers. And the fact you've never heard this, well, get the book. You've heard me interview Paul Williams. I believe this information is accurate. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll want to get certainly my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the covert agenda. You need to get certainly, if you want to know how their poison is with the drinking water, you want to get my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda. Fluoride, the hidden agenda. And, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you want to get the talk on the vaccines, the specter haunting America. Vaccines, the specter haunting America. You need to get the information. You need to become familiar with it. You need to be able to talk intelligently. Basically, of course, they will tell you that some vaccines are great, and they've done a great deal of good, and they're absolutely right. Doing away with smallpox was a great accomplishment. Doing away with polio has been a great accomplishment. What they never do is they tell you, though, that they put a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, and 30 million people carry that virus, and they're dying of cancer, and far more people have died of the cancer from the vaccine that ever died of polio. But you have to know how to present the facts, and you never know what is in the vaccine that you take. Do you really trust them with your life and the life of your children? Well, we know there are evil people out there who want to kill off the vast majority of the American people, and if you've never seen the UNESCO Courier for November of 1991, where Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of killing off, or eliminating, I think was his word, 350,000 people a day. Eliminate 350,000 people a day. How could anybody in their right mind say something like that? Well, they're not dealing with people in their right mind. where people have a different worldview because they worship a different God, because behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And remember, of course, you can go there. You can listen to our programs certainly 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day. Certainly archive programs. RadioLiberty.com. 1-800-544-8927. Until we'll be back here in just a moment with another fascinating program. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Arlene Kula, who's the president of the California Eagle Forum, a group of women who are predominantly women, who are trying to be active in this truly spiritual battle that is being fought today, to determine whether this civilization can survive. And basically, of course, the national leader is Phyllis Schlafly, a good friend of ours. But certainly Arlene is working here in California, and one of the things that she's been concerned about recently is something called Common Core. Now, Common Core is a curriculum. It's a new curriculum that's being introduced into our schools to destroy the reality of our children, to dumb them down, so they'll be more readily controlled with this coming new world order. Arlene, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me.
You go right ahead. You pick up the story because you know it better than anybody I know.
Well, thank you. I came to it rather late, and I think that was by design. They have done such a wonderful stealth campaign, keeping Common Core private and away from everyone's attention. It was almost three years ago, August of 2010, when most of the governors signed on to it, 46 governors. But the four that said no are Alaska, Texas, Virginia, Nebraska, and Minnesota signed on to the English part, but not the math. But in August of 2010, the rest of the governors signed on, and they did so without their state legislators knowing anything about it, because the state legislators were not in session. And so essentially they bypassed Congress because Obama already had his stimulus money. He didn't need to go to Congress and ask for more money for a new education program. He just bypassed Congress, went straight to the governors, and through coercion got them to sign on.
And I think it's important for people to understand this is totally to change the method of teaching in our schools. And certainly the students are all going to have computers, and they're going to be taught not by their instructor, not by their teacher. They're going to be taught from a central authority, and they're going to be programmed to basically to believe certain things. They're actually going to hold them back as far as the development of mathematics are concerned. They're not going to start, as we do today with algebra. They're going to put that off for a year. And so that they certainly, the students in high school are not going to be able to get around to getting calculus in high school. They'll have to wait to get to college to do that. But basically, this is to program the minds of our children. Most people have never heard of the Common Core curriculum because the media is controlled. Now, basically, they've got the very state governors to go along with this because they promised them they would have the possibility of getting money. Well, state governors always want money for whatever it would be, and all you had to do was sign up for this, and you might get money. You might get money. And most of the governors who signed up and are going to have to put out a great deal of money for them from their states are not going to get any money at all. It's all a lie, but then everything going on is a lie today. And basically, go right ahead, Arlene.
Well, there were only 11 governors that won any grant money, and one of those was not California. And so even though they signed on thinking they were going to get the money, that was not the case. And now they're left holding the bag for an enormous sum of money themselves.
And basically here in California, we don't have the money. Where is Governor Brown going to get the money? I don't think he knows. Well, it was one of the things. He's certainly raised the income tax. And they're putting out everybody that's, who lives in the and the rural areas having to put another $100 out, $150 for fire protection. They have to raise money to pay for this. Educational program was totally unnecessary, but it is aimed at dumbing down our children.
Very true.
Go right ahead, Arlene.
Well, they discovered for California, most of the governors are keeping it really quiet what it's going to cost their states. But we found out for California it will be $1.6 billion, which we do not have. Most of that money will go towards purchasing computers because this is a total computer program. Their textbooks will no longer be used. They're going to be using e-books, and our children will be taught digitally. Also, the money will be going for the teacher training because this is such a confusing new way of teaching math, as well as they're totally changing the English language arts part of it. So the teachers have to be trained in a whole new method. And then, of course, the money will be going towards the new infrastructure for all of the technology that they're going to be bringing in. Every classroom, of course, will have Wi-Fi. And in my book, I mentioned how dangerous that is. That
now, I'm sorry, now what is every...
Every classroom will be connected through Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, okay, go ahead. And why is that dangerous?
Well, only in America are we not being told this, but in New Zealand and Australia and most of Europe, they've taken Wi-Fi out of the classroom because they have discovered, they have scientists and doctors that are saying the children's brains are not developed enough or their bones are not developed enough to withstand this. And the Wi-Fi is a constant form of radiation, something like the smart meters. But we're not being given any warning about this whatsoever. In many of the schools where they have computer labs, there's already cancer clusters that are forming among the teachers that teach there, but also around the students that are there more often than the other students. So with Wi-Fi in the classroom, everyone is going to be susceptible to this constant radiation, and who knows how much more childhood leukemia and childhood cancer will be developed because of this.
Now, are children more susceptible to this than adults?
Yes, because their bones are so much softer and not yet formed. And in my book, I mentioned that cancer is the number one disease in our nation. And autism is on such a rise. And one would think that they would do some studies on this to really find out more about it. But it's now 1 in 55 boys that have autism and 1 in 98 for all children. And that's a huge rise from what it was just 10 years ago. And they're believing that maybe it's also because of mothers using their laptop computers on their laps when they're expecting. Of course, it can also be because of the vaccines.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Curses Arlene is pointing out with this new program. First of all, the states are going to have to finance it. Obama promised them that they had an opportunity to get a lot more money. He didn't tell them that they didn't have enough money to give to most of the states. So only a few states got the money, and all the other states are going to have to raise fantastic amounts of money. Now, basically, it involves buying large numbers of computers, and then, of course, in every school, they're going to have the computers in the classroom. The teachers are going to simply be custodians and going right along.
Facilitators.
Beg pardon?
Facilitators.
Right. And basically, of course, but one of the big problems is, of course, you're going to have Wi-Fi in the classrooms. Now, Wi-Fi, which is electronic, radio waves, full-grown people with mature bones, this is not a problem. But for children where their bones are soft and are underdeveloped, they can get tremendous problems with Wi-Fi. In fact, according to Arlene, certainly in Europe and do you say New Zealand and Australia?
Yeah.
Basically, they've taken it out of the classrooms because it's harmful to the children. But they're going to destroy the lives of our children. With this, they know what they're doing. They know that the rest of the world has found the dangers of Wi-Fi. But they're going to expose our children to it. And you need to have all of these facts so you can get them out. And, of course, basically, the program is Common Core. And basically, we carry Arlene's book, Common Core. We have a 4-CD set on Common Core. You need to get this information. You need to get this information out. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm so glad that you are allowing me to speak again on it, because I think this is such an amazing, important issue. And wherever I've gone, I just completed a 2-week speaking tour in Southern California and also a few days way up in Northern near Redding and Wairika. Everywhere I've spoken, maybe 3 or 4 hens go up in the audience who have even heard about this. So they've really done an amazing stealth campaign, trying to keep it quiet, trying to let parents not know anything about it, until it was totally entrenched in the schools. And that's what is now happening. I just got home from a school board meeting here in Santa Rosa, and it was amazing. The whole point of this meeting was to talk about how they're going to have to pass a bond or increase some form of taxation, and why. They're not saying it's because of Common Core. They're saying because of new technology they will have to have. Well, of course, if every child has to have a computer, this is definitely new technology. So there were about 4 or 5 of us who spoke about this, and because at least it was on the agenda. Normally they don't even let it be on the agenda, but it was under the agenda of budget items. And so we let them know just how enormous the cost will be for Common Core. And what was nice, one school board member did say, he just returned from attending a national conference for school board members, and he said that something he's really concerned about is the data collection, which I also spoke about, because Obama, by executive order, changed the FERPA law, and FERPA stands for Family Education Protection Rights Act, and it used to be that our children were protected from having invasive data being collected on them, but now, under Common Core and under Obama, that has all changed, so amazing data will be collected, and it will be starting in kindergarten going up to the age of 22 when they're all already on into college or their career. And this is called longitudinal data, which can be passed across states, passed on to employees, employers, who knows. It's not only about their health and, of course, their age and where they live, but it will be also biometric, fingerprinting, iris scan, DNA. It can be about private issues such as their religious persuasion, their political persuasion. And then because of computers, whatever tests the children take, and most of them are going to be done with open-ended questions and essays, so of course they'll be giving an enormous amount of data on their personal lives as they answer these invasive questions. That will all be collected, and who knows where that will be going. And this school board member did mention that he is disturbed about the invasive data, something I'd already spoken about. And then he said he also has a problem with the fact that Congress never voted on this. So if it does not go over well, it's not successful,
who is going to be held responsible? It's certainly it's not going to be Congress. And it's really it's our governors, that these silly, uninformed governors that signed on to it without even seeing the standards or the curriculum because they weren't written yet. But they had to sign on or they would not be eligible for that money. And they also had another threat that if they didn't sign on, they would lose their Title I funding. And Title I funding is so important because they need that to help pay for the poverty-stricken children in the school. And then they also had another motivation that they could get a waiver to get out of No Child Left Behind. So with those three motivational things, that's why they did sign on. So for anyone to say that this was voluntary, it wasn't at all. They were coerced into signing on.
Well, I share your concern. Was there anybody else at the school board meeting who expressed concern other than the people you were with? So any of the other school board members have any real idea that they're going to actually dumb down our children? They're going to damage their bones and their minds and their brains with the Wi-Fi? Were you able to bring those things out?
Well, at the last school board meeting a month ago, I gave them each a copy of my book. And who knows if they've read it, but I also gave them some talking points against it. And for your listening audience, if they would like to find those talking points, they can go to our website, which is called Californians United Against Common Core, CUACC.org, and just download those talking points and give them to their school board members. We also now have a petition that we're gathering signatures on that gives even more important details why we are so opposed to this, and they can, there's a place to gather 13 signatures, and we recommend them also giving those to their school board members to let them know that not everyone likes this.
Well, basically, do you have anything, any medical reports or reports from the other countries on the danger of Wi-Fi? Because that is such an excellent thing. I mean, why would they want to damage it? Why would they want to hurt our children? And certainly, they know certainly the danger of Wi-Fi on immature bone and mature minds and developing minds. And this is such a great issue to stress. And where are the studies that show it's safe? You mean you don't have any studies that show it's safe? How could you possibly be endangering all the children in the school district? I mean, basically, I would think an approach to that matter would have an impact, and at least it should get some mention from the local media, and certainly have you thought about going to the local television or other local radio stations there to try to get the information out?
I am going to do that. I have spoken on San Francisco and Sacramento, and now I'm going to try our local station. It's so liberal, but maybe they will let me do that. But I did give a copy of a DVD that I had for the school board members tonight that comes from New Zealand, and it's excellent. It lets people know just how bad the Wi-Fi is and has all sorts of scientific tests behind it.
Could you possibly get a copy of that to me, Arlene, so
sure.
We could get that out? I think that's important. If you have something, well, especially it's from another country, that shows the danger that we have, that we're endangering the lives and the health of our children with this program, and it is being actively concealed by the controlled media. That's what's so frightening about it.
And it's not only the Wi-Fi, but also the computers. In my book, I mentioned Encyclopedia Britannica says that there is a possible link from such high computer use to cancer. They say prolonged exposure to computer radiation leads to an increased risk of tumors, cancer, miscarriage, blood disorders, insomnia, headaches, anxiety, and skin disorders. And I also quote from a Dr. Magda Havas in Canada, who she believes that the laptop plus carrying cell phones in pockets is contributing to low sperm count for men, and certainly not helpful for young women.
Well, of course, we know that they actually, the cell phones are really very dangerous. They've done studies that show that if a man carries the cell phone in his pocket or on his belt, his sperm count goes down 50%. They know this. So how would that be? Well, if the waves, the toxicity of the radio waves that come out of that cell phone, whether it's on or not, certainly it's always certainly a broadcasting and receiving, and those waves have a definite effect on the male sperm count. These are studies, and certainly there's a great deal of information tying it into cancer. And the fact that we never talk about these things, we're not allowed to talk about it, simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Actually, a good friend of mine who graduated from the University of Washington, and it must have been a decade ago, he brought me a booklet that had been put out by the University of Washington. They had done the studies on this certainly a decade ago, and they'd found out the danger, the carcinogenic effect of cell phones. They were going to publish them, and they were actively threatened. The university was threatened with a cutoff of federal funding if they dared to tell the people the truth, and to their credit, they actually went ahead and published it, and then they put this in their alumni bulletin, and my friend bought me a copy of that alumni bulletin. We're not talking about something imaginary. Fortunately, we do have the internet, ladies and gentlemen, and you can go up on the internet and simply look up a cell phone, cancer, cell phone, sperm count, a cell phone, damage to the health. They know what they're doing, and you see these little kids all the time with a cell phone, and they're damaging their brains. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you damage your brain, there's no second chance. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Orlean Coolum. We're talking about a disaster that is destroying intentionally our children, their minds, certainly their bones, their development. And in other countries, they've quit this, and they've pulled the computers out, but not in America. They're going to destroy our children. Orlean, you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I did want to make mention what you were saying. The same thing happened in San Francisco. The Board of Supervisors voted that they must bring into all of the cell phone packaging a warning label about the harmful effects of cell phones, and also have it on the back of the cell phone. And this passed. This was an ordinance in San Francisco, but before it could be implemented, they were sued by the cell phone industry, and they had to drop it. So you can see how powerful these people are. But it's the same thing is coming from our computers, and we're not ever given a warning about this, but the EMF wave from computers as well as this Wi-Fi has a lot of damaging effect, especially for our children that are sitting before the computer 6 to 8 hours a day playing their video games. Well, now they'll be at the schools doing the same thing, working on their assignments and their homework. Surely all that EMF and RF waves is going to be affecting their health. So I do have a whole chapter about that in my book. And my other point that I made tonight in front of the school board was when you have all of your assignments on the computer and all of your tests being given on the computer, just how much data is then collected about the children. And I think that is one of the really most harmful things about Common Core that no one is talking about either. And it's not only data that's collected on the children, but also on the teachers and the administrators. And you wonder if maybe that's why teachers are afraid to speak out, and the administrators, because they will be written up as not being innovative, not being willing to try new ideas. You're not a good team player. So that's what I said tonight in front of the school board. And my daughter was there because she's a school teacher, and she was kind of worried what I was going to say. But she had other fellow teachers talk to her and say, I had no idea about all this data collection. So, and then when that was confirmed by one of the school board members himself, I hopefully they picked up their ears and are going to pay more attention.
Well, now, basically, are the teachers just afraid to speak out? And basically, the teachers must know what's going on. And I know that certainly in certain areas, why the in the East, why it's certainly the school board associations, basically, the organizations of the teachers are actually doing everything they can to bring out this out. But I don't think they're doing that here in California, are they?
Well, I know that my daughter-in-law, who teaches in the San Diego area, was told at the beginning of the year that pretty soon it would be impossible for her to use any more of her old materials and her old files, or her job would be in jeopardy. And she's a tenured teacher. She told me that it doesn't really seem to matter anymore if you're tenured, your jobs are so fleeting. The tenured teachers are given pink slips just like all the other teachers at the end of every year. And it's been just amazing nip and tuck that she's been able to hold her job. And then my daughter has kind of received the information that if she dares to oppose this, she could lose her really good position at a really nice school and be sent to some podunk school. So it's hard for anyone who understands what is really going on to speak out with these threats hanging over their heads. And
well, what is the tragic situation that we're in today? That's why I do what I do. Well, this is Dr. Stans, and Orlean is talking about the fact that teachers have been told that they must not speak out against Common Core. The teachers are afraid to speak out against it for fear, of course, that they'll lose their tenure, they'll lose their job, or be sent to some podunk, or maybe simply get a pink slip. So the teachers are being frightened into silence on this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about endangering the health and the lives and the brains of our children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. And we do have a 4-CD set on Common Core. We have, it's a Common Core curriculum. We have actually the book Common Core that Orlean has written. We think it's so vitally important. And the average individual is not going to hear about this. Is any of the major media or any of the major networks picking up or talking about this, or any of the other talk show hosts talking about it?
The only person I know is Glenn Beck, and it's because he's no longer affiliated with Fox. I understand that the owner of Fox News really likes Common Core and is supporting it, so maybe that's why you don't hear anyone on Fox News talking against it, which is really sad to think, isn't it?
Well, no, I don't trust Fox News at all. I do have a great deal of respect for Glenn Beck. He actually, of course, had the courage to actually quote from that David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, where David Rockefeller talks about the secret cabal he's a member of. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, on page 405 of David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, he talks about the secret cabal he's part of that's working against the best interests of the United States. Those are his words, not mine. Glenn Beck had the courage to talk about that when he was with Fox. Of course, he wasn't with Fox very long after that. They got rid of him. And that's what happens to anybody who tells the truth. So basically, I think Glenn Beck deserves our respect, and certainly people should. A lot of people just want to be critical, but I think Glenn's doing a good job, and I'm very, 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 very proud that he's had the courage to do what certainly Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all the others are not going to do. Go right ahead, Orlean.
And what's also good, Glenn Beck, because he lives in Texas, was able to expose on his show the program called C-Scope that exists in Texas. And I was thinking, yay, Texas didn't sign on to Common Core. Things are just fine for them, but they signed on to something even worse back in 2006 and 7 called C-Scope, and now almost 80% of the districts are using it, and it's also a digital program, and you can't find out what C-Scope actually stands for, but I believe PE at the end of it stands for Progressive Education, which it definitely is, and the worst part of it is teachers all have to sign a gag order that they will not talk about it outside of the school to any parent. If the parents are not able to see the curriculum, whatever they're shown is not the real curriculum. And the children are given no homework because they don't want the parents to see what the children are doing. It was devised by the same strange lady that is behind the tests that are coming up for all of the assessment tests for Common Core. Her name is Linda Darlene Hammond. Have you heard of her, Dr. Stan?
No, I really haven't.
She is an education professor at Stanford, has written all sorts of very liberal education books, and they actually thought, well, let's try her ideas that she puts in these books right on campus. So they started a charter school for just one through, I think, the third grade, kindergarten through the third grade, and it was for the kind of lower echelons of society, little children that were coming from poverty-stricken areas, and they attached it to another charter school that Stanford already had that was doing really well. And for 5 years, her charter school kind of struggled along, and finally the other school would have nothing more to do with her because her ideas were so wacky. So then she was left on her own, and after another few years, the school was just shut down because the children's learning, their reading and math skills were down in the lower 1/16th percentile. And it just, you know, had such a bad reputation. And yet, in spite of her failed program, she's now the one that is writing the assessment test, as well as she did this for C-SCOPE. So C-SCOPE in Texas was devised by Linda Darlene Hammond, along with another lady named Lucy Calkins, both of them very progressive, very liberal. And Linda Darlene Hammond is behind the scenes for Common Core as well.
Well, basically, we have a DVD. It's a talk that Arlene Kohler gave us, and it's called Common Core. And basically, Arlene, sitting on this DVD, we'll tell you that. We have the 4-tape set. We have the book. You need to get this information, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to help us get it out. They're going to destroy the minds of our children, not only, of course, as far as dumbing them down educationally, but as far as the Wi-Fi is concerned. And believe me, once they've destroyed the brain, it's not coming back again. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Heaven, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land.
Right.
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Arlene Kula. Her book is called Common Core. Presently, the program we have, a DVD, is called the Common Core Curriculum. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set on the Common Core, and you need to understand what they're doing and the harmful effects. And they know their harmful effects, certainly, but they do not want the parents to know that they're destroying the bones and they're destroying the minds and the education of our children. And in other countries, they've certainly given this whole program up, but not here in America. No siree. We're going to have the dumbest children in the world, and many of them are going to have their brains permanently damaged by this program. Our telephone number is 1-888-240-Liberty or 464-8295. If you have a question, if you'd like to get the talk or the book, the 4-CD set, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And Arlene, certainly, how can people get in touch with you, or get to your website, get the information that you have on this subject?
Well, they can go to the website is www.smallhelmcrest.org. And Helm is the helm of the ship, H-E-L-M. And that's actually a publishing company that I started because I discovered one of the people that is really pushing Common Core is the biggest publishing company in the world called Pearson. It has essentially become a monopoly. And one of the first books that I wrote by Stealth and Deception was published by a company called Ex Libris. Ex Libris has been taken over by Pearson. They just used the name of Penguin. And Penguin is, you know, a very popular name. But they also let companies keep their own name if they like. And so you have no idea that Pearson has taken all of these companies over. So once I found that out, I started my own publishing company. So it's called smallhelmcrest.org. You can also go to cuacc.org, and it will have a link to my website as well. And if you have any question or would like to order the book directly from me, you can go use my phone number at 707-539-8393.
One more time.
707-539-8393.
Okay, fine. So if you're out there in the the listening audience, have a question for Arlene, this is an incredible story. 1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. What's the reaction you get from your audiences when you complete explaining what is really going on? Do they believe this could be true, or do they question this? Are they concerned? Are people concerned about it?
My trip to Southern California, I spoke for 11 different organizations. Some were Tea Party groups, some were just kind of a long-standing liberty groups, and also the Long Beach Eagle Forum in the Long Beach area, and so probably about 1,000 people heard me speak in total. Everyone was absolutely shocked and blown away. I used the same PowerPoint presentation that I used when I spoke for you in October, and I've just added a few more slides as I've gotten more information, but they can see that, you know, this is true. All of this is verified and factual, and the fact they've never known anything about it, they're very concerned, active parents, and here their students in public schools are now being indoctrinated in this new program that the parents are just barely finding out about it, if they're even finding out. It's just, I'd say that 95% of our nation still knows nothing about Common Core. That was by design. But those who are now finding out, it's really exciting. They are forming groups. I heard a report from the Long Beach chapter president, Jeannie Gooden, that she has formed two different teams, and the last three nights they've gone out to two different school boards each night and are giving this presentation, leaving them with information, the talking points against Common Core. And even on the school boards, we're beginning to see heads nodding. Those who really understand how devastating and bad this is going to be are supporting us. We have a president of a school board for the Travis Unified Schools who is part of our team. She even went with me lobbying about 2 months ago in at the state capitol building. So the honest, really wonderful school board members are on our side, as are some honest, good teachers. When I spoke in the Long Beach area, there was a teacher who came and just had tears in her eyes, told me, "I'm just so thankful that we have someone like you speaking out about this." She said she has been a very dedicated, wonderful teacher. She was teaching in the Los Angeles School District and was told by her principal if she did not lower her standards, she would lose her job because she was making the other teachers look bad. Her students were doing so well and getting such good grades that the others were feeling bad about it. So, did she lower her standards? No, and she did lose her job. Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, I believe that they want mediocrity. Now, basically, do you have a DVD that you are taking and selling when you go into these areas?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So as long as you have something that you can utilize, you know, you can utilize any of our material and duplicate it and put it out under your name. That's fine. The important thing is that you can getting the information out.
So the DVD coming from New Zealand about Wi-Fi.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, do you have copies of that? Or?
Yes, and I will send you one. That's really important.
All right, fine. I think, finally, ladies and gentlemen, it's vitally important that people basically understand what is going on and help us to get this out. Now, what happened down in New Zealand? How did they suddenly, were they able to get out of the schools there? And did they have any evidence of the damage being done to the children in New Zealand?
Yes, and this DVD gives that evidence. They have doctors and scientists that were testifying in public hearings about this, and that's why they passed legislation to get it out of their schools, but for some reason, we're just not allowed to hear the truth about that here. Maybe Silicon Valley is so powerful, and just like we can't hear the truth about cell phones, we are barely hearing the truth about smart meters now because we've had so many people speaking out about that. But it's all something in the United States that just will not allow people to hear. Maybe they deliberately want to in the minds of our little children so they can bring our nation down. But what is also amazing is even though they're not allowing Wi-Fi in these other countries, Common Core is being promoted in 70 other nations. So this is really part of Agenda 21 that they are planning for all of the world so that we can have all of our education down to the lowest common denominator. There will be no one superior country. Everyone will be brought down.
In other words, mediocrity is the standard of the day. Now, basically, would you like to talk a little bit about how they're dumbing down mathematics? I think it's so incredible for people to understand what they're doing as far as the teaching of mathematics is concerned.
It is just amazing. I've seen a DVD about this, and actually there's a YouTube clip that is really excellent where a teacher is showing how math used to be. You have a three-digit number added to another three-digit number, and she shows you how simply we used to do this, or subtraction. Well, with the Common Core method that is supposed to be robust and so rigorous, and they're saying we're teaching algebra in kindergarten. Well, this is their silly algebraic formula. So instead of being able to do this simple addition or subtraction, they have a five-step program process that the child has to go through. And by the time the child comes to the end of it, he's so confused. The teacher is confused trying to teach it. If the child knows simple addition of subtraction and has been taught at home and tries to work the problem like we used to, he'll be marked down. He will not be given credit for the correct answer because they don't want the correct answer. They just want to confuse the child through this silly process. And then when the real algebra is being taught, it used to be taught in the eighth grade. It's going to be postponed to the ninth grade, like you said, and that leaves no room for calculus. And then in the senior year, Dr. James Milgram, who was part of the Stanford Mathematics Department, was asked to be on the review committee for Common Core. He was the only mathematician out of 25 people, and he refused to sign off on it. He said, this is deliberately dumbing down math, and this will not raise the standards. And so at least we have an honest person. He also said that the form of geometry that they are teaching was so bad it was thrown out of the Soviet Union 50 years ago.
And well, would he be available? Do you think we could get him to give us a talk on radio?
Sure, I bet he would.
Well, if you could, off air, you could get his telephone number for me and name why. Oh, why, we would love to get him on because we need to get this information out. It's so vitally important. And the average individual has no idea what they're doing to their grandchildren, to their children and grandchildren.
That's right. I'll try to do that for you, Dr. Stan. And then also, Sandra Stotsky was the English professor from the University of Arkansas who was asked to sign off on the Common Core standards for English language arts. And she did the same thing. She refused to. She said, this is dumbing down English literature. What they're doing, they're taking classical English literature that used to be 80% in elementary, lowering it to 50%, and in high school it will be even lowered more, down to 30%, leaving our children just to learn informational text. And what a good way now for them to be more indoctrinated with the informational text that they are going to be taught. And instead of beautiful classical literature where you can learn wonderful truths, wonderful ideas about concepts of right and wrong, Shakespeare, Moby Dick, even books like Animal Farm and Brave New World, 1984, that lets children know what life would be like if we didn't have freedom. Those books probably will no longer be taught. And English literature, what I've seen over the years anyway, has been so dumbed down. Kids don't even know what a good book is anymore, and they don't like to read because the books are so boring. Well, it's going to be even worse with Common Core.
Well, I think that people have to understand that this information is being intentionally and actively suppressed by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all these so-called conservative experts, because, well, they get a lot of money. And if they told the truth, why, of course, they wouldn't get so much money. So most of what they say is fine. It's not what they say, it's what they don't say. And the fact that this program is out there and they're totally ignoring it and going right along with this massive cover-up, it simply shows how effective it is. Money talks. And when you're making $40 or $50 million a year, as Rush Limbaugh does, well, you certainly would not necessarily want to endanger that, would you?
No, and I don't know if they're really even aware, because, like I said, Congress was bypassed. You talk to your normal average congressman, he still doesn't know anything about Common Core. You talk to your state legislators. When we lobbied, I would say maybe 5 out of all of the aides that we spoke to who were in charge of education had never heard of Common Core. And obviously, if they don't know anything about it, the person they're representing doesn't know anything about it.
Well, basically, then, were you able to make any progress at all with the state legislators?
I have a few that I've sent information to. There are about 5 or 6 states now that they have legislation going through trying to get rid of Common Core in their states, or at least asking for a hearing to be held so they can assess it. So I passed that legislation on to some of our good conservative ones here. And what we're doing on May 10th, we're having a rally in front of the Capitol building against Common Core. And we're hoping to have lots of parents and educators, people who will speak out against it themselves. And then the next day is our state conference in Sacramento. Phyllis Schlafly is coming to speak, and she just put out a wonderful Education Reporter article all about Common Core, and she has my book as the book of the month for the whole month. I was just really thrilled to see that. And if you go to the website, cuacc.org, you'll hear my interview with her when I was in St. Louis, so it was a live interview. You'll also see the DVD where I'm speaking for Dr. Stan's conference as well, and you can see the talking points you can download, and there's other radio interviews that you can hear about Common Core.
Now, once again, what's the website for people to go to?
It's TUACC.org, and that stands for Californians United Against Common Core.
C-U-A-C-C, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, fine. And basically, I think it's vitally important that you go there, get the information. You could probably get it by going up in the Googling in Orlean Kula, K-O-E-H-L-E, K-O-E-H-L-E, Orlean Kula, or Cal Eagle, president of the California Eagle Forum. But get her information. Of course, we do carry Orlean's book. We do carry the DVD she did. We do have a 4-CD set. They're all on Common Core. You need, ladies and gentlemen, to get this information. You need to get this information out. You need to let the parents know that they are going to damage their children, not only their education, but their bones and their brains. And believe me, once you destroy the brain, there's no second chance again. Well, Orlean, basically, I'm really excited that you got the information. I think that this is the first time we've heard about the fact that they've actually done away with this in Australia and New Zealand. And what we need to do, of course, is point out, if they're done away with it over there, why haven't we done away with it here? Why do they want to damage the brains and the minds of our children? I think that should be the question that would be asked over and over again, raising the question, is it possible they're actually trying to damage our children's brains? Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's the only thing, conclusion you can come to. And why it is that other countries have gotten rid of the Wi-Fi and we're not even allowed to talk about it. When I mentioned it tonight at the school board meeting, most of the teachers kind of scoffed at it and could not believe that such a thing was really happening. But
you mean, do they have the computers in the rooms yet there?
Oh, most of the schools, high schools, definitely. Everyone has Wi-Fi.
Why would the teachers scoff at it then? Don't they understand?
Not only if you've been in a school where they've had these cancer clusters and have seen where teachers are getting cancer all around the computer labs, but now we will no longer just have computer labs, we'll have Wi-Fi everywhere.
Well, Sydney, our guest has been Orlean Kula, who's the president of California Eagle Forum. And Sydney, you can go to her website, but you can get her book, you can get her DVD, and you get the 4-CD set from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. We think this is an important subject. I mean, we worry about the 20 children who were killed there back, Sydney, at Sandy Hook School in Newtown, Connecticut. What about the brains of millions of American children that are going to be destroyed by this program? Well, Orlean, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program for us.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you again and so appreciate all you're doing. I just would like to reiterate what I think is the worst part of Common Core, and that is that it is dumbing down our children's standards in both math and English literature. It's bringing the education level down to the lowest common denominator. They're saying that they're promoting it by saying that we need commonality in all of the schools so that one state, if a child moves from California to Arizona, they won't miss anything. Everything will be consistent. Well, we've never had that before. We've had competition, not commonality. So if one school district is doing better than the other, that will motivate the other school districts to raise their standards. That will be gone, and the whole concept of competition will be gone. So that's another part of it. And my concern as a mother of 6 children and grandmother of 6 is the data collection that will be on all of the children and the teachers. So that's another huge concern. And the fact that they bypass Congress, bypass our state legislators, and even our local school boards. So you really have education without representation. You have taxation without representation when they come to taxing and giving you a higher bonds. And you have education by corporations, because it was really Bill Gates behind this, $100 million that he donated towards pushing Common Core, because he's going to benefit so much from the computers in every classroom. And the Pearson Foundation that is promoting it worldwide, because they're doing all of the e-books for Common Core. So it's really for the liberals. They don't like corporations, so that's a good one you can use on them. It's education by corporation. And again, my website is www.smallhelmspress.org, or go to cuacc.org.
cuacc.org, and get the information, ladies and gentlemen, and then help us to get it out. Orlene, I want to appreciate so much what you're doing, and any time why you have something important, give us a call, will you?
I surely will. Thank you, Dr. Stan, and God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribe to our newsletter, or sometimes people just donate, or sometimes people have something to advertise, and we appreciate that, or get the various products that we carry, which includes certainly health products. We have a whole line of the sort of things you need, and you need to be stocking up to maintain your health, and whether it be iodine or magnesium or selenium or zinc or various types of vitamins, and certainly vitamin D3 and halobiotic and all of these items. Certainly, if you'd like a list of the health products we have, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, or call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Get a list of our health products. Get a list of the spices we carry. Why do we carry spices? Why? Because it helps to subsidize what we're doing, and an awful lot of people use those spices and love them. We carry the Miracle 2 products. We carry certainly the Berkey products, Berkey water filters, and Berkey shower heads. But the biggest thing is, of course, the various DVDs, CDs and books we carry. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read Orlene Kohler's book on Common Core, is the title Common Core. We have that. We actually have her a DVD, the talk she gave at last year for us. We have a 4-CD set on Common Core. You need to get this information. You need to know that they're damaging our children. And not only simply dumbing them down, but doing physical damage to their brains. And that, of course, will be irreparable harm. And why would anybody want to harm the brains of children? Who in their right mind would do that? And nobody in their right mind. But we have people who hate children, who hate humanity, who hate God. And unfortunately, there's a common denominator behind everything going on today, and that is an intense hatred of God, an effort to destroy Christian civilization, and to destroy humanity itself. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on, certainly the wars we're inciting throughout the world, the violence we're inciting throughout the world, the educational program that's aimed at dumbing down our children and destroying their minds and hearts and soul, and pushing all sorts of immoral programs, starting teaching our children about homosexuality and how normal it is, starting in kindergarten. Why would you start teaching children that homosexuality is normal in kindergarten? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be terribly sick to do this, and you really do. And they're doing everything they can to destroy faith in God and in family and country. And we cannot allow mention of God or prayer or the Ten Commandments or Christmas or Easter or anything noble or worthwhile in our schools. And then we wonder why we're moving towards an increasingly depraved society. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that God is just. And I believe, of course, we are in real trouble for God who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country, said Thomas Jefferson. I tremble before my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those words are actually chiseled on the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., that beautiful white dome marble structure, the most beautiful of all of the monuments there in Washington, D.C. And those words are never mentioned today, or almost never mentioned. You can find them on the Internet. But why aren't certainly all of our conservative and patriotic commentators mentioning those words? That God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. Well, I really fear God is going to bring his judgment onto America. And when he does, I believe terrible things are going to happen here. And certainly we'll have nobody to blame but ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, your job is to get involved in this battle. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen 24 hours a day.
Show, you are in the right place. It is March 27th. It is Wednesday, 2013. Thank you for continuing to care, to stretch, to learn, to educate. Today we're going to have a good time. Again today we will. Massimo Mazzucco is going to join us. A lot of you requested after the last program that he was on that we talk about the moon landing of all things. And he wants to talk about it also. Why the importance of it? In other words, a lot of people discuss, did it happen? Didn't it happen? But why would they want to make it look like it happened? And then a few surprises for you. This man has studied the moon landing. So we will talk to him today and find out the truth about the moon landing. And then we have joining us in the second hour, Dr. Dan Junker, a favorite of the Power Hour.